BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning. It is a pleasure to be with you again. I want to again thank BJ for this opportunity. Thank God she trusts me enough to come here and talk to you today. Today we're going to be talking about protecting our mental health, and we're going to talk about self-care, things that we can do for ourselves. Now, the very first thing I want to do is a disclaimer. What I am sharing with you today is things that I have learned, how I have learned to walk through life and protect my mental health. I'm going to talk to you, hopefully, about some things that will help you to begin to protect yourself, your mental health. How to move forward in life with a smile on your face, and not just on your face, but a smile in your heart as well. Trusting God to let you make good decisions about taking care of yourself, about your self-care. Because guess what? It starts and it ends with us. As we learn to love ourselves and to celebrate ourselves, we learn to take care of ourselves. And so, what I'm saying to you today is things that I've learned over the course of many, many years in my life. I am celebrating 50 years this year as a clinical social worker, and to God be the glory. I thank him for wisdom. I thank him for knowledge. I thank him for understanding, and I thank him for the ability to impart some of the stuff that he has put in me back out to other people, because that's what it's all about. So I come to you this morning in an humble way, but I want to share some things with you. So let's get excited. The first thing we're going to do, what is mental health? You know, you hear people talk about your mental health, your physical health. And I also want to say, when we take care of one part of us, it is also important that we take care of all parts of us. And we're talking about our physical health, our mental health, our emotions and psychological, how our brain is working. All of that comes together to develop what I call a healthy lifestyle. You can, for example, be very involved in physical exercise. You walk every day. You go to the gym. You do wonderful things. And physically, you are making an aim. But what about your mind? What about your spirit? Those things are very important to us as well. So we're going to try to pull them all together today. And as we focus on our mental health, we think about the social, the emotional, the psychological well-being, our state of mind, how we thinking. Sometimes Pastor Dara said we have stinky thinking. So we want to have some good thinking this morning, how we're going to learn how to think positively and how we can think well. Why is it important? I'm glad you asked. Because how can we make everyday decisions? How can we manage our lives? There is so much stress, fear, anger, you name it, gossip, lying, deceit that's going on in the world. But in order for us to have contentment, in order for us to have peace, we have to guard our minds. We have to guard our hearts. We have to guard our spirits. And when we begin to do that, we're developing a lifestyle of having good mental health. And in times like these, we certainly need to have good health, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Now, when we talk about mental health, we think about how we help ourselves, how we become confident, how do we develop good relationships, how do we go to the point of being able to focus on what's important, the making the main thing, the main thing. Living in a good environment is important. There may be chaos going on all around us, but if we can hedge out a little space in this life where we are seekers, seekers of God, where we are quiet and we can listen to what God is saying to us, we can help ourselves in our self-care realm to become self-confident. Now, let me say something else. There's so much literature out there. There's so much conversation now about self-care, self-care, self-care. Self-care is great, but make sure that what you call self-care, I've heard people say, oh, I'm going to spend me some money this weekend because I'm taking care of myself. That's my self-care. Or I'm going to the nail shop and I'm going to get a massage. But that same person, you will hear them in another breath saying, you know, I need to pay my bills and my medical insurance is going up, et cetera, et cetera. That's not self-care. Self-care is all around doing something that is going to benefit you only, but not things that's going to benefit you on one side and then you got to worry about stuff on the other side. So just remember that little tip about self-care. You know, there are a few questions that I've been given, and I want to work with those this morning as we began to talk about protecting our mental health. I've just given you a definition for mental health, thinking about our mind, thinking about how our mind is working, how our emotions are working, how we're connecting our emotions, and how we are able to have some self-discipline in those areas. All of that brings together what we call our mental health. Do you think about it often? You think about your mental health. You hear so much about, oh, girl, my mind is bad. Oh, guys, this is going on. But do you really think about protection? How can you help yourself? How can you protect your mental health? Just like how can you protect your physical health? And I won't start off by going about Christmas. All of us, maybe not all of us, but some of us are guilty that during Christmas we ate a little too much. We might have been on a plan and doing great. Well, don't beat yourself up about it. We're just coming back. But that's a thought about our physical health. What have you thought lately about how can you protect your mental health? I'm glad you asked. Some of the things that we have to realize when we begin to think about our mental health, think about the company we keep. Who we're keeping company with? Are we talking to people who are positive? Are we positive ourselves when we're talking to other people? Are we running to conflict or are we running away from conflict? Have we learned to be honest with ourselves? Have we learned to be honest with other people? Are we moving in the direction that God has ordained us to move in? Those are some things that we began to think about when we're thinking about our mental health. How do we protect our mental health? And as I said, just like physical health, we cannot neglect our mental health. There will be some challenges that we all have in how we think about things, our thought processes, our feelings, interpersonal relationships, all of that stuff come in to thinking about how we can protect ourselves, how we can protect our mental health. Number one, stay positive. Develop coping skills because it's not always easy. You say Mary Smith is talking a bunch of stuff when she says, how can I always stay positive? Well, the Bible tells us to renew our minds, to continuously renew our mind. And just like eating, some of us have been chronic overeaters, but over the years, we learn to manage what we eat. Some of us have never exercised, But over the years, we've learned to do something to help us out because we found that not doing those things, we had high blood pressure. We had problems, some people with diabetes and other kinds of things. So we learned to manage our physical health because we want to stay alive. We want to stay well. We want to stay strong. The same way it is with our mental health. So staying positive, you can do. You can, we can do. We can stay positive. Develop you some skills. Sometimes it may be as simple as learning to take a deep breath. Y'all, deep breaths are wonderful. Just learn to breathe. Sometimes we're so tight, we're not even knowing how we should breathe or what even think about. Stop for, right, let's do that right now, everybody. Let's take a deep breath. Inhale. And hold it for a few minutes. Now begin to exhale. Studies have shown if you do that twice when you're not feeling great, if we just do it twice, it makes a difference in how we feel. It begins to relax us. It helps our state of mind. I say also practice gratitude. So often we're so busy with what we're doing in life, we don't take time to smell the roses. And the sad part about that, sometimes we are smelling stuff that ain't worth smelling. So take time to have some gratitude, to be thankful because we woke up this morning, we have food to eat, our kids are doing well. Some may not be doing all we want them to do, but they are alive and they still have a chance. So begin to practice gratitude about yourself. Thank God that you can see, you can hear, you can think. You got at least one person that's your friend. So just begin to have gratitude. And then get you some good physical exercise going because that also helps us mentally. Figure out something that you can do, even if it's chair exercises, even if you're bed bound and you just learn to move your body, move your arms, move what you can do. Do something to keep yourself moving and going. And I can't express enough good social relationships. Now think about the relationships you have. We all have been in some toxic relationships, and I'm not talking about just woman with man with woman. No. Sometimes we find that the people, our coworkers, some of our friends that we've grown up with for life, on and on. I'm not going to go too far there because I don't want to get anybody to really thinking too hard and confused this morning. But good relationships are very, very, very important. Who you're talking to, who's sharing ideas with you. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. So if you're dealing with somebody that's on your level, that's moving in the direction, if you're dealing with people that even though you don't admit it, make you feel less, make you feel anxious, just not give you the feeling to feel like you're moving forward, check those relationships. And we put self-care in there. Learn self-care. Learn to rest. Learn to relax. Learn to take care of ourselves. Because if we don't learn to take care of ourselves, then who's going to really take care of us? Husbands, boyfriends, partners love us. Children care about us. Good friends are there for us. But at the end of the day, we need to learn to take care of ourselves. Another question, what part does self-awareness play in a healthy, mentally healthy attitude? I'm so glad you asked that question. When we begin to see ourselves that we're worthy, that we're worth it, that we want to take care of ourselves, then we begin to have a good self-image of ourselves. We have a good self-perception of ourselves. And that attitude will help us to move forward. Somebody may be asking the question this morning, I think I need professional help. Tell me, how do I know that I need some professional help? That's a question only you can answer. If you find yourself day in and day out depressed, sad, unable to do the normal things that you should be doing and you know how to do, you just don't have the motivation to do it. If you're crying a lot, if you're anxious, if there's anxiety going on with you, a lack of ability to function, to relate with other people, all of those are signs that you might need to talk to somebody. Sometimes a trusted friend, sometimes a spiritual leader. Sometimes those people can help you to decide your path forward and perhaps send you to a place where you would look for someone professional to begin to talk to. But I'm going to say it again. At the end of the day, it's up to you. The world is fast-paced. Our minds are in constant overdrive. How do we stop it? How do we just take a minute and stop it? One thing I just told you about, take that deep breath. Stop and take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. And then whisper a prayer to Jesus. God is always near, and he's just waiting on us. He's there to help us. Prayer works. Then we talk about what skills we need to maintain. How do we get skills going where we can maintain? Because it's one thing for me to tell you, oh, look, you need to take care of your mental health. How? Well, we began with our thinking. When we develop and think about developing a skill, think about it if you have ever played a sport. Did you not have to learn some basic skills? For example, in basketball, do you remember that you can't double dribble? You got to learn how to drill. You see people taking a ball all behind their back and between the legs. Do you think they just woke up one morning and decided that they were going to do it? No. You have to develop skills. So as we begin to seek God and his will for our lives, he will help us to begin to develop some simple, just being quiet. Shut up sometimes. We don't have to comment on what everybody's saying. We don't have to tell everything that we know. Begin to listen. Begin to read. What we're talking about today, you can Google and find a lot more information about how to begin to take care of your mind, body, and spirit. So do something that will help you. But we often find that what's good for one person may not be good for us. I used to go to exercise all the time at my church, and the girl would say, we're doing jumping jacks, and everybody would get ready to do the jumping jacks, and I'd say, now what am I going to do? And there was a modification to jumping jacks. Some people did it one way. Some people did it the modified way. You may not be able to do what I do. I may not be able to do what you do, but find out what works for you and begin to finesse those skills in terms of taking care of yourself. Another question that I'm often asked, how do the people around us, how do they deplete us? And I say, how do they enhance us in terms of our mental health? You already know the answers to the questions. To this question, but the most important thing that you need to know this morning is how do you get that courage to make some decisions that there are some people and things in your life you have to separate yourself from. There are some ways that you have to move from listening to some of the conversations that are not good for your mental health. So it is up to you. If you consistently find somebody who has a bad day every day, if you consistently talk to somebody who is negative about everything, if you consistently deal with trash, somebody said trash in and trash out. I'm just saying. So we learn to look at the people who are in our surroundings, the people who we are dealing with, and find us some healthy folks that are acting healthy, doing healthy things, going places and doing things, and that will enhance us. Remember I said, iron sharpens iron. So make wise choices. Love yourself. Choose wisely. Learn to heal yourself. All of us got to be healed in some ways. In this life, there are so many sticks and stones and so much that is going on. We have to learn how to be able to heal ourselves. I've said to you, let us renew our minds. Let us renew our minds. And we renew our minds. Now, I'm going to tell y'all a few biblical things right now, because these are the things that I have learned. Let's talk about what Mary Boyd Smith have learned to do. Renew your mind. Dr. Mark Hinton has a teaching that he has done for years on renewing your mind. And I tell you, when I heard him do it, I got it. He told us how important some things that we've been thinking ain't the right thing. Some things that we've been doing are not the right things. But we renew our mind by knowing what God says that we should be doing and how we should be doing it. And as we seek God, as we seek what God is going to tell us about how to renew our minds, we are able to move in a positive direction. I said, think on these things. Seek to know God and develop a relationship with Him. Read your Bible and pray. Let go and let God. Read your Bible. For Christmas, when our family gathered, the thing that I said to my children and my grandchildren, to our nucleus, our small family, always read your Bible. Always pray. Let go and let God. Press forward. Forgetting those things that are behind. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. Hanging on to grudges and hating people and not moving in the right direction with our love and support of other people. God has told us that we got to love Him most of all. Then we got to love everybody else. So seek God. Know what His words say. Forget, forgive. Love, love, love. And then most importantly, what I say to you, learn to trust God. And that's what I have to say to you today. What I am saying to you today is take care of yourself spiritually, physically, and mentally. And when you put all of those things together, you become one of those people that we often talk about who have learned we are overcomers. We're not just survivors, but we are victors because we have learned how to depend on Jesus. We have learned how to move forward. So leave this conversation today knowing that we can support ourselves. Begin to get some sound thinking going on for yourself. And you will become excited. Don't be a drifter. Don't be a hater. Don't be a negative person. Decide that we are going to be all that God intended for us to be. So, how do we start? We start by changing our mind. Renew it daily with the Word of God. Nothing else that you do will impact your life more. I love you guys. Have a blessed day. God bless you.
the storm has come and gone. After the wind has already blown.
After the clouds have cleared the sky, God's going to wipe these tears from my eyes.
Hurt so bad, the load on my shoulders seemed much more than I could stand.
And there have been times when the pain inside was so severe, I just sat alone and cried.
Then a voice spoke to me. So gently
saying, you're gonna make it through the storm that's hovering over you.
After the storm,
after the storm
has come and gone,
come and gone.
Long time ago, he loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information.